Martin Luther King Jr. Day was celebrated yesterday across the country and in the Tampa Bay area. Major parades were held in both St. Petersburg and Tampa. Because of construction in West Tampa, the parade was held for the first time in East Tampa along Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard itself. Community activist Michelle Patty said the day was important for all Americans.
Very, very significant. We have never forgotten the sacrifice of him giving up his life. I have my little grandson who's 4 years old out here marching with us today, teaching him about the legacy of Dr. King, that he wanted for injustices to stop and that America would be a place where my grandbabies can grow up in. So it's a very significant day.
Deirdre Anthony Willis had 40 women with her in the Ladies of Essence group that was prepared to march in the parade.
I think it could be better, a whole lot better. We need to bond together as an organization, as a community, as a world peace, and make it a better event that it is, because he died for it so that we could have freedom and have a right of passage to different things in life. So we need to step forward and do a whole lot of better things than we're doing, other than what we're doing.
How do you think racial relations are here in Tampa?
There's a lot to be improved upon, a whole lot to be improved upon.
Anything specific?
Just in general, race relations in general.
Lily Mae Levitt grew up in Florida and said MLK was a crucial figure in giving Black Americans the civil rights that painfully had eluded them for so long.
Well, I think it was a necessary thing. It was a speech that should have had been gotten not long ago, you know. But it was time for somebody to speak up, and he was the only one brave enough to stand up and not mind the consequence of what happened to him.
Tampa citizen Michael Jones also gave tribute to the slain civil rights leader who was assassinated in Memphis nearly 40 years ago on April 4th, 1968.
Hadn't been for Dr. King's dream and a lot of others that joined in the cause, I don't think life would be the same today. It brought all cultures and races and made people see that we all won.
And Jones said there should be less identification of one's ethnicity or race in this country.
It's like when you fill out an application, most of the time they ask your ethnic colors and groups and stuff. I don't even understand that today. You know, because I feel like if we're American, we're all American. So you shouldn't have to put a color to it.
This year's march comes as the mainstream media are focusing on Blacks' political support with the ascendancy of Barack Obama in the race for president. As he and Hillary Clinton battle it out for the Democratic nomination, the rivalry seems to be building by the day. Controversy over remarks Clinton made about the civil rights contributions that MLK and former President Lyndon Johnson offended many Blacks, as did Bill Clinton's comments that Obama's stance on the Iraq War was a fairy tale. Obama supporter Jerome Brown said the fact that race has become an issue was inevitable.
We always gonna have that race problem, and we're not gonna never get away from it unless we do something about it. And if we got the best candidate, and regardless of what color they are, that's what we need to look at, and then not look at saying historic or occasion or whatever. Let's go with best candidate. But since that came up, that was unfortunate, but it's going
to
happen.
Michelle Patty said she wasn't happy with the Clintons' challenges to Obama.
They're trying to take Barack Obama off focus, that he is the people's choice, and that is what Dr. King's dream was all about, that one day it would be a qualified candidate as an African-American to run for that seat, and we must not lose sight. He is credible, he is qualified, and we're hoping that he do not lose sight and don't let them take him off his mission.
Bill Clinton's been really an attack dog for Hillary here. You think he's been a little over the line?
I think he's definitely been over the line, especially when he referred to Obama as kid. When he said kid, that gave me a flashback as calling him a boy, a name that a Black man still have not grown up in America. So Bill Clinton, he showed a side to Black America that I think they didn't think was part of him. And so I think he's really doing her more harm than good right now.
But several participants WMNF spoke with at the parade said they were solidly behind Hillary Clinton and acknowledged a lack of information about the upstart U.S. senator from Illinois, such as Kim Walker.
I'm voting for Hillary Clinton.
And because what?
Because of the experience. And you know, behind every good man is a good woman.
And I feel that she'll be a good president because she knows the ins and the outs of both of the world.
Janice Albright said she was ambivalent on who to support.
I'm kind of in the middle. You know, I'm one of those that's kind of in the middle. And I'm waiting for one of them to sway me their way a little bit more. So as I listen to them and the things that they stand for, I'll know when it gets closer to that time.
The march also takes place just a few months before the 50th year anniversary of the U.S. invasion of Iraq. Martin Luther King Jr. became a prominent critic of the Vietnam War later in his short 39-year life. Spoken word artist Life said if he were alive, King would be a loud voice of opposition against the U.S. involvement in Iraq.
He was a man of peace, so certainly I don't think he would agree with it. I definitely believe, too, that he would be using his voice to kind of unfold, or blow away all the smoke and mirrors and let people really get a clear understanding of exactly what this war is about. Because it's certainly not about weapons of mass destruction. You know, some people may still be under that impression. You know, it's certainly not about Iraqi people being terrorists, or it's certainly not about democracy either. It's all about the resources that they have over there in America wanting to get their hands on it, you know. So I think that Dr. King would make that clear and say that it's a gross injustice.
Danny Green was marching with the Old School Car Club of Tampa and served in the military for 22 years. He also believes King would be against the Iraq invasion.
Yeah, I think he would say something about the Iraq war because, you know, we got soldiers, young soldiers that are dying and stuff, which is, the soldiers got to come back home. I think he'd have a lot to say because he'd talk about the Vietnam. Iraq, basically the same thing, basically, you know. We need to get them soldiers back home.